Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Walking around your neighborhood, your town, can be one of the most enjoyable experiences that you can have, whether as a family or just kind of on your own out to appreciate it. How do you find those great routes? Are there any good walking apps that you can use? How do we figure all this out, and what's the best walkable cities in the country? My guest is Tyler Norris. He's the Vice President of Total Health Partnerships at Kaiser Permanente. Welcome to the show, Tyler. So, walkable cities. What do you think is the number one walkable city in the country?
Well, lots of walkable cities. There are great ones, and they range from Portland to San Francisco to Oakland, where I am, to Washington, D.C., frankly, the cities that have built transit. But the most important thing is there are great walking routes everywhere, including in the city that you live.
How do people find those walking routes?
A wonderful place to start is to go to www.everybodywalk.org, and that's the hub of the walking movement and a great place to download a walking app and to find great routes. Another good website is the Trail Finder, which is supported by the Rails to Trails Conservancy, connecting all kinds of parks and recreation routes, etc. And those are really good places to begin.
So the Trail Finder and EverybodyWalk.org are great
Yes.
places to find routes, to find trails that you can find in your own city, in your own towns. What about walking apps? Are there some apps out there that you can talk about that can kind of help us stay motivated, maybe help keep track of the miles that we're going or the steps that we're taking? What are some of your favorite walking apps?
Well, we have a couple, including the Everybody Walk app, which you can download to your iPhone or your Android device. It's wonderful, and that is nice because you can track steps, you can track minutes, you can start to map your routes that you like, and then share those in a social way through Facebook or Twitter, however, Pinterest, however you like to share that, so that you can not only have people join you pick the routes that you like and start to get others to come along with you.
Okay, so the Everybody Walks
nice
app, give us another
you
one.
Can then, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's okay. So we've got the Everybody Walks app. Give us another one.
Another one is worth thinking about a little bit is you can find walking routes through your device. So some people use Fitbit, some people use a Nike Fuel Band, the Jawbone is becoming popular, and whichever of those devices you might have to help you support that, they are also making recommendations to a number of trail finders locally. The other thing that I think you might want to do is find your local walking and biking group. Most communities in this country have a walking and biking group, and those groups are picking safe places of different lengths. They have folks that are out if you want to be able to walk with people, and that'll allow you to sort of connect locally to the people who are trying to make sure that there are safe routes in your community to school, to work, and that we're making sure there's sidewalks and safe places to be out walking, as well as connecting into parks and to get to a rec center and that sort of thing.
And on everybodywalk.org, you have talked about the best walks in the 10 most walkable cities, and you've ranked them with a walk score, and you've also really given access so people can look at Google Maps to look at those routes that you've
Yes.
set out, correct?
In fact, Google Maps is terrific because I think, as we all know, we can not only find a transit and a car route, but Google Maps allows us to pick the walking route that's helpful. And the Walk Score, which is an independent organization, is also letting us rate neighborhoods by its walkability to shopping and the coffee shop and get to park and that sort of thing, which is very interestingly tying to real estate value. Higher Walk Score, higher property value.
Wow, I love that. How often should people replace their walking shoes or their running shoes that they wear for walking?
Well, if you're walking a lot, I think most would say every 6 months. And some people might say, well, that's a lot. But as you said before, our shoes break down if we're wearing them a lot. You want that arch support. And so for many of us, I think we ought to be taking a look about every 6 months, just like you take a look at the tires on your car. Very important.
I think people don't realize how fast your shoes break down, and that when you start to feel little aches and pains that you never had before, one of the simplest solutions is just to take a look at your walking shoes and think, you know, I've had these for about 5 months and I walk every day, so I may need to replace these. Now, community activism, as we see in the fitness index, the American Fitness Index that the American College of Sports Medicine puts out, sidewalks, parks and recreation are all things that contribute to the fitness index of a particular community, yeah. Tyler. So when we look at the state of some of the sidewalks, some kids can't walk to school. The sidewalks are a mess, or their neighborhood is not safe. What can we do in our own communities to help speed that process along, make sure our sidewalk, in my neighborhood, it's like just trying to get the snowplows down the sidewalks,
right.
So that we
right.
can walk to school. But what can we do in our communities?
Well, it's a great point. We're talking about more walking, and we need to make sure there's more walkable cities at the same time. And that's why we've partnered with the American College of Sports Medicine and over 140 other national organizations dedicated to creating more walkable places. So, first of all, a great thing to do if you have kids is look at connect with the local Safe Routes to School. Is it possible for your kids to walk that mile, mile and a half, a half a mile, whatever it is, to school? And if not, walk it with them. Consider doing a walking school bus with kids in the neighborhood where the adults are walking, not in the bus itself, but a walking school bus to be able to get there. But in comprehensive planning in cities or land use planning, which every city or county does on a regular basis, our role is living in a democracy, being fortunate to live in a democracy, is to be able to say we value active forms of transportation. We want to be able to walk and bike to get to what we want to be able to do, and therefore the investments in sidewalks and bike lanes and zebra striping and sidewalk crossing and clear lighting and all of those things, including enforcement, so that we reduce the number of automobile pedestrian incidents by enforcement of people who are driving poorly and are not paying attention. That's the kind of thing we can do as citizen leaders to work with our planning and law enforcement community to make sure that our cities are, in fact, safe and walkable for everybody, not just in the fancy neighborhoods, but in the lower-income neighborhoods as well, particularly where people don't even have cars as often.
And I'd like to just point out the dangers of texting and walking. Do not be walking across streets while you don't even look up to see if there's cars because you're so busy texting or busy on your phone. That's just my little tip here. Now, my kids walk to school, Tyler, whether it's raining, snowing, does not matter. I refuse to drive them to school because it's only a few blocks. What do you think about getting parents more involved in this? You mentioned a walking school bus. What do you do to do something like that, to get parents involved? Because some parents say it's just easier to drive the kids.
Well, it may be easier, but there's a couple of real benefits to this. And one, you can just start it with your kids or the neighbors nearby. So let's say you live a mile away from the school, and you could start to walk with your own kids and make a plan with the neighbors that when you walk by their house, the kids are going to run out and join you, and you're all going to, you know, people run out of their house and join the walking school bus and build your group as you're on your way to school. Maybe the next day, I'm not able to do it. I got to get to work early. You do the walking school bus, and my kids will walk with you. Think about it. I get to know your kids. You get to know mine. And as a community, we're all looking out after each other in the way we know we need to be as a community. So not only are we getting healthier, you and I are getting to know each other, but our kids are and vice versa, and we're actually building community as we go. And we know that the evidence would say that when kids are walking and more physically active, they do better academically. So yeah, we need to boost our test scores, but there may be nothing more important than we can do is to build physical activity of our kids and design it into their day. And we can build that there, as well as a great organization called Safe Routes to School National Partnership, and they can connect you with, you can find them on the web, and they can connect you with local school walking groups as well as walking clubs in general.
Well, the studies do show that kids do better academically when they are more physically fit. If your kids walk to school, they will be more ready to learn that day. You can go to everybodywalk.org. They have a walking app there. You can look for the trail finder. You can look at routes in your communities and in your areas and safe routes to school. Do a walking school bus. That is such a cool and great idea. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD, and the show is Train Your Body. Thanks for listening, and stay well.